Ayanna Pressley represents a distinctly liberal district, and she's one of four high-profile progressive women in Congress, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who some refer to as the Squad. There's a $908 billion COVID relief package in Congress. Where are you on that bill, and what else might you like to see in it?
Well, there's no language or anything immediately before me right now to react to. What I continue to fight for is direct cash relief and assistance, reoccurring payments for the American people, because that's what my constituents tell me they need. When I ask them, well, what will you do with those funds? They say, pay my rent, pay for diapers, pay for insulin, pay for an inhaler, pay for groceries. So they need direct reoccurring cash payments. We also need to cancel a rent and mortgage. We need eviction and foreclosure moratoriums. We need to extend and expand unemployment benefits. And might I add, our immigrant neighbors have been excluded from all of this relief. And meanwhile, this pandemic has, although it has disproportionately hit some communities more than others, and that includes immigrant communities, the hurt has been felt by everyone. And so the relief must be felt by everyone. We can leave no one behind. We also need massive federal investments in municipal and state aid as well to support their relief efforts, as well as the infrastructure needed for vaccine distribution. So these are the things that I will continue to fight for until the very end.
Now, how do you respond to moderate members of your party, people that range from Abigail Spanberger of Virginia to Barack Obama, who said that the phrase and possibly the policy defunding the police is damaging to the overall Democratic Party effort?
I wish people were as offended about defund education as they are this slogan, because in fact, we have seen a defunding of public education for decades, which has created an ecosystem whereby the most marginalized have been pushed to do survivalist things that have later been criminalized, resulting in mass incarceration. Look, first responders have a role to play in our society, but they needn't play a role in every part of our society. Neither do they want to. Rather than deploying the police to the home of someone battling mental illness who is having an episode, we should instead be deploying social workers. Rather than investing, as we have for the last two decades, $1 billion, that's with a B, in growing our school police force, when every child, when every student does not even have equitable access to a school nurse, social worker, or guidance counselor. So we know what works. We simply haven't funded it.
What you describe is profound change, real change, reform. And I'm not sure that somebody like Barack Obama would argue with that. What he would argue is that the phrase defunding the police is politically poisonous for the Democrats. There's a difference, I think.
The Black Lives Matter movement is the modern-day civil rights movement. And I am certain that many of the policy mandates and signs that were carried at that time were considered equally disruptive and perhaps offensive to some. Anytime you are disrupting the status quo, anytime you are ushering in a paradigm shift, anytime you are truly being progressive, you are going to be met with that. I would urge us to not be bogged down in a debate about language that allows us to get distracted from the work that we must be doing to respond to the brutality, the lynching, the surveying, the profiling, and the murders of unarmed Black Americans for generations. If you really believe that Black lives matter, thank you for your tweet. Thank you for the hashtag. Thank you for your T-shirt that you perhaps did not even purchase from a Black-owned business.
Right.
But the only receipts that matter right now are policies and budgets. And if it feels uncomfortable to codify that Black lives are a value in budgets, to enshrine that in our laws, it is because we have never done it before. From redlining to unequal access to the GI Bill to the war on drugs.
Do you feel that the moderate or more moderate wing of the party, so-called, is disrespecting the work of progressive activists and politicians?
No, I respect all of, I'll say this, I respect all of my colleagues. You know, these narratives that are pushed in the public square are predictable and par for the course. Again, to be a progressive is to, by your very nature, to be doing the work of making people uncomfortable. At the end of the day, Unity is not the goal. Justice is.
Unity is overrated in some sense.
The goal is justice. And if we are all centering the people, we will get exactly where we need to get.
President-elect Biden has repeatedly expressed his faith that with Donald Trump out of the picture, Republican members of Congress will suddenly be open to working with him. Is he dreaming?
Well, listen, it is reprehensible that there have not been more conscientious objectors, you know, true patriots, mm-hmm. Both of the policies of this administration, their corruption, and now this unpatriotic delegitimizing of the election and unwillingness to have a peaceful transfer of power. I will say that bipartisanship is a talking point. The goal, again, must be a centering the people and responding accordingly to their needs.
When you say it's a talking point, sorry to linger on this, but it's so important to going forward now. If it's merely a talking point, that suggests that it's, in practical terms, with the composition of the Congress being what it is, an impossibility, and will make your fondest hopes or anyone's fondest hopes for a truly transformational legislative agenda impossible.
Well, I don't think anything is impossible. I believe in the capacity of our democracy and of people and of community and of movements. I'm doing everything in my power right now to regain control of the Senate so we can stop the obstructionist actions of this GOP-led Senate of the last 4 years. They have been obstructionists in every regard, most notably in standing in the way for us to pass a comprehensive relief package to meet the scale and scope of this herd. Instead, they approved 222 federal far-right-leaning judges. And now they are once again focused on corporations pushing this corporate liability shield rather than being focused on the American people. When I talk to workers, you know what they tell me? I don't want to sue my employer. I want to survive. So I'm an eternal optimist, and I don't want to say that bipartisanship is an impossibility or an improbability. If we remain focused on the people, then we will get to where we need to get to.
Congresswoman, with Donald Trump gone on January 20th, what is the pitch to inspire voters who are not the converted, especially people in something like a Georgia runoff?
I think the ultimate persuasion tool is impact. Again, this hurt is being felt by everyone. Again, we know before the pandemic, families did not even have $400 saved to weather a disruptive life event. And I'm sure many of those families were Republicans. So the ultimate persuasion tool is impact. We have to continue to center the people. We have to continue to center justice.
Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts.